Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Short Tales, a series of short stories and reviews written and read by me, Damien Robb. We'll get to this month's review shortly, but first, I want you to think about the last time you felt some kind of internal conflict and answer some questions about it. What was the root of the conflict? What were the two opposing sides? Which side won? And most importantly, if your internal conflict was an animal, what animal would it be? This review is on the tale of the two wolves. You've likely heard the tale of the two wolves. It's been used in books and film and television, a spot of wisdom regularly delivered by some wise old sage to a protagonist who is grappling with some internal conflict. Its origin is unknown, but it is usually associated with the Cherokee people. It's a good story, and it typically goes like this. A Cherokee elder was teaching his young grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It is a terrible fight and is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, self-doubt, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you, and inside every other person, too." The boy thought about it for a minute, and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The elder simply replied, "The one you feed." As metaphors go, that's pretty up there. See previous review on metaphors. It draws clear lines of connection between the two sides of ourselves and their fight over our psyche and behaviour. The picture it paints is black and white, quite literally in some versions, where it details one wolf as white and the other as black. There are, in fact, many versions of this story. Some replace wolves with dogs, some have different phrasing, some change the nature of the conflict. But they all have the same message, that we each contain good and evil, and which of these natures will present themselves in you depends on which one you choose to indulge. It's almost funny how easily we can all relate to the meaning behind this story, that we all have conflict within us all the time, personal battles going unseen just below the skin, twin natures duking it out for supremacy. There's something so tragic about that idea, that we can't simply exist without this conflict, and that we must be on guard and ready to battle it at all times. For me, I am lazy. Slothful, a couch potato able to waste a day with ease. Truthfully, I don't think many people who know me would agree with that statement, but nonetheless, it's one I feel to be true, at least some of the time, or one that would be more true if I didn't keep pushing myself to work. Laziness is one of the wolves inside of me. I am also driven, hyperproductive, a man with a to-do list and the will to attack that list with the ferocity of a barbarian. And this, too, is true, some of the time, and runs the risk of becoming less true if I allow myself to give in to doing nothing. Drive is my second wolf. As a kid, I don't think I really thought about this conflict at all. I'm not even sure it was present. But somewhere in my early 20s, I met these wolves, recognized them, and began to feel their daily battle. wanting to be the best version of myself I could and taking the message behind the two wolves parable to heart, I resolved to only feed drive. I let it gorge. I set goals for myself and strove to meet them at all times. I looked at my day and tried to figure out how to not let a minute fall into laziness. I took the saying, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today, to heart, meaning if a to-do list item entered my head, then I was going to get it done before getting into bed, and sometimes even after going to bed, no matter how late in the day it was. I would not feed that second wolf. And let me tell you, it sucked. I got a lot done, to be sure, but I felt constantly harried by myself, constantly on edge, constantly battling that laziness wolf who kept howling at me to sit down and take a break. Like most things in life, the tale of the two wolves is delivered as binary. Option one or option two. This or that. The good wolf or the bad wolf. In reality, I've found few things are binary. There might be this or that, but there might also be the other, or many others, or the option to choose both, or neither. Narrowing our focus down to black and white ignores all the shades of grey. And very regularly, I think there can be unintended consequences to that. For me, it was thinking that I needed to be all drive all the time. That was what the binary outlook on life told me. And so, at some point, I broke. My drive was both fat yet exhausted, and most importantly, I was neither happy nor content by only feeding that wolf. Quite the opposite. So, I did the opposite. I lifted all those responsibilities off my shoulders and started feeding just laziness. I thought if being good all the time wasn't doing it for me, maybe I should try being bad. But that too was looking at things from that binary point of view, and it didn't take long until doing nothing all the time also made me miserable. Because it's not binary. It's a spectrum. I have to feed both wolves. That's the truth as I've come to understand it. My best days, I've discovered, are the ones where I'm both driven and lazy. I've done the requisite amount of work, and I've given myself time to chill out or do nothing, or at least do something not because it's on my to-do list, but because I want to. The battle doesn't exist between the two sides of myself, but rather in finding where I stand on the spectrum that day, because it's not always an even spread. Some days, to feel content, I have to feed drive more. Other days, laziness. But usually always both. That's the trick for me. On the days I'm feeling lazy, I should feed laziness. On the days I'm feeling driven, I should feed drive. And I should do this for both of them right up until the point they're satisfied. And then it's time to let the other one have a feed. I still think the tale of the two wolves is a good one. It's worth recognizing the opposing forces inside ourselves. It's worth thinking about how much you're feeding each one. I just don't think it's a good idea to dismiss one as good and the other as evil, to feed one and starve the other. We are complex, and so that means sometimes being joyful or loving or benevolent or generous. And other times it means being sad or angry or sorrowful or selfish. While I might always have some kind of internal conflict, it helps to realize that my wolves aren't opponents. They're co-workers. And as such, they both deserve a feed. I hope you enjoyed this month's review. And if you write your own review, send it my way. I'd love to read it. And while you're at it, if you just want to say hi, you can do that too. You can email me at shorttales.podcast@gmail.com or find me on Twitter at Midday Pajamas. Until next time, this has been Short Tales, and I've been Damien Robb.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.